There's this feeling that I think every educator and definitely every school leader knows
Oh, yeah.
that Sunday night feeling. You have this huge, beautiful vision for your school.
Better outcomes, happier kids.
Exactly. That's the dream. That's why you get into the job.
Absolutely, that's the why.
But then Monday morning hits.
And Monday hits hard.
It really does. And the vision, it isn't what greets you at the door. What greets you is just a mountain of paperwork.
It's the compliance forms, the appraisals.
Policy updates that nobody has read, audits that were due yesterday. It's the grind.
It's the classic gap between strategy and, well, execution. In the corporate world, we call that friction.
Right. In education, it just feels like drowning in paper, or I guess these days, drowning in PDFs.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is precisely where we are diving today. We're looking at a really fascinating collision of two worlds that, might just bridge that gap.
Okay.
On one side, we have DaVinci Education and their big platform, Skoolit.
A massive player in this space.
Huge. They're in mainstream schools, multi-academy trusts, international schools. They basically call it a one-stop shop for school improvement.
So think of Skoolpi as the container. It's the digital filing cabinet, the tracker, the dashboard for everything from staff appraisals right through to school-wide audits.
It's the chassis.
It is. It's the chassis that holds the whole school's operations together.
And then on the other side, we have this industrial engine, as the notes call it, Auto Content API.
Right. And it's important to say this isn't just another AI writing tool for teachers.
No, it's an infrastructure. It's designed to solve what they call the production bottleneck.
Okay, so our mission today is to see what happens when you plug that engine into that chassis.
Yes. Can you turn a platform that is at its heart about managing compliance into something that actually generates engagement?
Or are we just, automating the nagging?
It's a compelling question because if you look at the source material for Skoolipi, the pain point is so clear. There's a testimonial from a director of teaching and learning,
Morgan Whitfield.
right, who said using their old systems felt like riding a rickety bicycle.
Which is such a great image, isn't it?
It really is.
You're pedaling so hard, putting in all this energy, but the mechanism itself is just wobbly and slow.
And he says moving to Skoolip felt like upgrading to a Lamborghini, which is a huge
A
leap.
huge leap in process efficiency, for sure.
But, and this is where I want to sort of push back a bit, even a Lamborghini needs fuel. And in the information age, that fuel is content, it's communication.
That is the crucial distinction. You can have the best improvement plan in the world, perfectly stored on the Skoolip cloud.
Yeah.
That's your Lamborghini.
Right.
But if your staff are too exhausted or too busy to actually read it, the car isn't going anywhere.
The sources call this time scarcity.
Teachers aren't lazy. They're just maxed out. They have like infinite shelf space for documents, but absolutely zero mental availability.
So, okay, let's unpack the Lamborghini first.
Yep.
What is Skoolip actually doing right now to solve this? Because total school improvement is a really big claim.
It is, but the feature set is pretty comprehensive. It's a cloud-based solution that unites all these disparate elements.
So what would normally be in different places?
Exactly. Normally, your self-evaluation, the SEF, is in a Word doc. Your
Yeah.
improvement plan's in a spreadsheet. Your CPD records are in another folder entirely.
And Schooly brings it all under one roof. It kills the silos.
Precisely. The stated goal is to transform improvement from this. This task you prepare for in a panic before Ofsted
Right.
into a culture you live every day. They want schools to be Ofsted ready all the time.
Which sounds like the holy grail for any head teacher. But here's the friction point I kept seeing. You can centralize the process, you can put the PDF in the perfect digital folder.
But you can't force a tired teacher to engage with it.
No. The
Yeah.
barrier isn't distribution anymore. We solved that. The barrier is consumption.
Yeah, that's it.
So let's play this out. Let's take the policy management feature in Skoolip. How does that typically work right now?
Well, usually it's a compliance chase, right?
Oh.
A new statutory policy comes out.
Like a big safeguarding update.
Exactly. A 40-page document. The school admin uploads it to Skoolip, ticks a box, and an email goes out to 100 staff members saying, "Please read this."
And the staff member thinks, great, another thing to read. I'll get to that. Never.
Or, and this is worse, they just click, "I have read this," without reading it, just to make the notification stop.
Which is a huge liability gap for a school.
Massive.
So enter Auto Content API. How does plugging in an audio API change that whole dynamic? And we're not just talking about basic text to speech, are we?
No, and that's a really key distinction in the notes. This isn't your 1999 robot voice.
Thank goodness.
The API has a PDF to audio endpoint that uses intelligent synthesis. It actually analyzes the structure of the document.
So it knows what a header is, what a footnote is.
Yes, and what the core argument is.
Yeah.
It effectively acts like an editor. It can take that 40-page PDF and generate, say, a 10-minute internal podcast.
Okay, a summary. Highlighting the key changes, the actions they need to take.
All delivered in a natural, human-sounding voice.
But does that really solve the time scarcity problem? You still have to find 10 minutes to listen.
But you don't have to be at your desk. This is the key. The auto content source specifically highlights the commute use case.
Ah, okay.
It's fascinating behavioral psychology. Most teachers have a commute, right? 20, 30 minutes. That is currently dead time.
So the teacher gets the notification from School It, but instead of seeing it as another chore,
they just hit play on the drive home.
And they arrive home already informed, already compliant, and they haven't had to sacrifice their evening.
You've turned a blocking task into a passive activity. It's a game changer.
I can see the power in that. But I want to touch on something else in the notes that felt a little different. The voice cloning.
Ah, yes. The CEO paradox, or in this case, the head teacher paradox.
Right. It says here that staff engagement skyrockets when they hear their actual leader's voice.
It does. It feels more personal, more direct.
But the head teacher doesn't have time to record a new podcast every week?
Not a chance. So the API offers a solution. It balances that efficiency with intimacy. The head teacher records a very short audio sample just once.
Like 30 seconds.
Maybe even less. The API trains a voice model. Then, whenever a new policy update or a weekly briefing is generated from text within Schoolipe.
It's narrated by the head teacher's cloned voice.
Exactly.
On one hand, that is incredible leverage. You're scaling the leader's presence.
The source calls it omnichannel ubiquity, a sense that the leader is present everywhere, guiding things, without them physically needing to be in a recording booth.
But let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Never.
Isn't there a risk that it just feels, I don't know, a bit inauthentic? If I know my boss didn't actually record this, do I trust it less?
It's a fair question, and it's a debate.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to look at the alternative.
A cold email. A generic PDF.
Yes, exactly. Is a cloned voice delivering accurate, personalized information less authentic than a mass email that everyone ignores? The sources suggest that as long as the content is valuable, the convenience outweighs that concern.
It effectively separates the message from the messenger's time.
Perfectly put. The head teacher provides the intent. The API provides the delivery. It keeps the culture personal, but at scale.
Okay, let's pivot. Let's talk about another huge part of School Up's offering, professional development, CPD.
Right. This is massive. Teachers have to prove they're learning and growing.
And schools have to provide that training. But here's the economic reality. Creating good training material is really, really expensive.
It's what the source calls a manual craft.
The data here is pretty stark. It suggests producing a single professional training video, you know, with scripting, filming, editing, it costs anywhere from $300 to $3,000.
Per minute of finished video.
Per minute. And that's for one generic video.
Right. Now imagine you have a staff of 50 teachers, all with completely different development needs. One needs help with behavior, another with curriculum. You can't afford to make custom videos for them all.
So schools just buy these generic libraries. Here's the standard video on behavior management.
Which is, it's better than nothing, but it's often not relevant to that teacher's specific classroom or that school's specific context.
This is where AutoContent's transformation engine comes in.
It does, and it introduces this idea of radical efficiency.
Radical efficiency? I mean, that sounds a little bit like marketing stick, doesn't it?
It does, but let's break it down.
Okay. What does it actually mean for a platform like Schoolipe?
It means dropping the cost of producing a video from hundreds of dollars to, well, to cents.
Cents. How?
The API can take a text input, say a chapter from a teaching book, or even notes from a lesson observation, and instantly generate an explainer video.
And we're not talking about a PowerPoint with a robot voiceover. The notes mentioned faceless shorts.
Yes, and AI avatars. It can generate that vertical, mobile-first video like you'd see on TikTok or Reels with subtitles, visuals, and avatars that actually lip-sync the script.
It's the TikTokification of teacher training.
You could say that, but it's really about meeting the learner where they are. People are used to getting information in these short, punchy visual formats.
So if Schoolipe can generate a 60-second micro-learning video on, say, managing low-level disruption just for one specific teacher.
Innocently.
Then Schoolapi stops being just a tracker of CPD. It becomes a generator of it.
It moves from being a repository to being a factory.
Yeah.
And it closes the loop. The API can also generate the quiz.
Oh, right. The accountability piece.
Exactly. You watch the video, and immediately Schoolapi can serve up a 5-question quiz to check for understanding.
Which the API also created.
It generates the questions and answers from the same content it just made the video from.
So for the school leader, it's perfect. They just see the green tick in the dashboard. Teacher X watched the video. They passed the quiz.
Compliance is automated. But more importantly, the learning itself is personalized and immediate.
Okay, I want to zoom out for a second. We've been talking a lot about mainstream schools, but the source material is clear that Derventio has a big footprint in international schools.
Mm-hmm. A huge and growing sector.
And the friction point there isn't just about time, it's language.
Oh, absolutely. You've got parents, students, and support staff who might speak 20 different languages across the school community.
And the school's core vision, the stuff inside Schoolip, is almost always written in English.
Right. Maybe you translate it into the host country's language, if you're lucky. But what about everybody else?
You lose them. Or you spend an absolute fortune on human translators.
Traditionally, yes. But the AutoContent API has this feature called automated global expansion. It supports over 50 languages.
And again, this isn't just text translation like Google Translate.
No, it's much deeper. It's about resynthesizing the media.
Okay, so walk me through the workflow. A principal in an international school in, say, Dubai, writes a parent update in English. What happens next?
They hit publish inside Schoolapi. The API grabs that text.
Okay.
It transcribes it. It translates the script into your target languages.
Hmm.
And then it resynthesizes the audio or the video.
So the Spanish-speaking parent gets a podcast in Spanish.
And the Mandarin-speaking parent gets a video update in Mandarin with a Mandarin voiceover.
Instantly.
Instantly, without hiring a single translator.
That's just incredible leverage for inclusion.
It is. It completely removes language as a barrier to school improvement. You're making sure the school's vision is actually understood by every single stakeholder.
Let's go even deeper. One of the core pillars of Schoolip is self-evaluation.
The heavy lifting, the dreaded SEF.
This is where school leaders have to look in the mirror and ask, how are we actually doing? And that usually means a ton of data gathering.
It's research. You have to look at your internal data, sure, but you also have to compare it to external standards.
What's the latest government guidance? What does the new research say about this intervention?
And that usually means a senior leader is spending their Sunday afternoon on Google.
Right, becoming a data gatherer.
This is where the deep research endpoint of the API becomes really powerful.
But I have to ask, I mean, why is this any different from me just going to ChatGPT and typing, summarize the new attendance rules?
That's a really good question. And the key difference, according to the docs, is one word, grounding.
Grounding. Okay, what's that?
A standard large language model is just predicting the next word based on its training data. That data could be old or it could just be plain wrong. It can hallucinate.
Right, it makes stuff up.
The deep research endpoint uses autonomous agents that browse the live web. They go to reputable sources, government sites, academic journals, and then they cross-reference the claims.
So it's showing its work.
Exactly. It builds a structured argument with citations. So inside Schoolapi, a leader could have a button that says scam for regulatory changes.
And the API goes out, reads the new laws, checks them against the school's current policies.
And returns a structured briefing document. Here is what changed. Here is the official source, and here is what you need to do about it.
You're shifting the leader from being a researcher to a strategic decision maker.
You're not spending hours finding the information.
Yeah.
You're spending minutes deciding what to do with it.
That lines up perfectly with that testimonial from Steve Lupton. He said, Schoolapi helped improve my workload and allowed me to easily access information needed to make strategic decisions.
This just supercharges that access.
Mm-hmm.
It clears the weeds so they can actually see the path forward.
Okay, this all sounds, well, a bit utopian, but we have to talk about the technical reality.
Mm-hmm.
Schools are not software companies. Their IT department is usually one person named Dave who also teaches math.
Chuckles, Dave is doing his best.
Is this integration going to break Dave? Is it a nightmare to install?
And this is the beauty of it. For the school for Dave, it doesn't really exist.
What do you mean it doesn't exist?
It's headless, and it's API first.
So you said headless. Break that down for me and for anyone listening who isn't a coder.
Right. So headless just means there's no front end. There's no separate website or app that teachers have to learn or log into. It all runs in the background.
So Derventio, the company behind Schoolipi, they would be the ones to integrate this into their system.
Exactly. The school doesn't install a podcast generator. They just wake up one morning, they log into Schoolipi, and there's a new button.
A button that says, listen to policy or generate training video.
And it's all white labeled. To the teacher, it just looks like a cool new feature that Schoolipi built.
That's incredibly smart business for Derventio.
Very smart. I mean, we've all seen tools like Google's Notebook LM, right?
Yeah, the tool that turns your notes into an audio chat. It went viral for a bit.
It's cool, but the source points out a massive flaw for any business. It has no API. You can't automate it.
You have to manually upload every single file, one by one. You can't run a school district like that.
No. Auto content positions itself as the Notebook LM API alternative for enterprise. It lets a platform like Schoolipi build that amazing functionality directly into their own product.
Okay, one last use case, and this one is actually for Derventio themselves, the support ticket problem.
Ah, yes, the bane of every software company's existence.
Users forget how to use the software. How do I upload evidence? Where's the audit button?
And they email support, or they have to read through some long, boring help document.
The auto content case studies talk about using the API for onboarding videos.
Right. So Derventio could use the API to crawl their own help documentation and generate fresh 60-second tutorial videos for every single feature in Schoolipi.
And what if they update the software? If they move a button?
That's the real kicker. Usually that means all your video tutorials are now out of date. You have to refilm everything.
Which nobody ever does.
Of course not. But with the API, you just rerun the script. The AI generates a brand new video with a new interface in a few minutes. Your documentation becomes living.
And the source says this leads to fewer support tickets.
Because if I can watch a 30-second video showing me exactly what to do right inside the app, I don't need to email Dave.
Poor Dave. He's finally free.
He's free to teach math. Chuckle.
There you go. Okay, let's try to bring this all together. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
We've got policy podcasts for the commute. We've got voice clone head teachers, instant multilingual communication, automated research.
The whole ecosystem.
It really feels like Schoolipi provides the structure, the chassis of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And auto content provides the fuel to actually make it go somewhere.
That is the perfect summary. The structure is absolutely essential. You need the audit trails, the planning tools. You can't run a school without them.
That's what Schoolipi does brilliantly.
It does. But the fuel is engagement. It's getting human beings to actually interact with that structure, and that has always been the bottleneck.
The production bottleneck.
Always. By decoupling content creation from human time and effort, you allow schools to move from a culture of, you know, compliance, did you tick the box?
Right.
To a culture of genuine engagement.
It stops being about, did you read the document? And it starts being about, did you understand the vision?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Policies are heard. Training is watched. Insights are understood. It brings that total school improvement promise to life in a way that just static text never could.
It's a fascinating glimpse into where EdTech is headed. But before we sign off, I have a thought I want to leave you with.
Go on.
We talked about the headless operation and the head teacher paradox.
I did.
There's a real tension there. We're using machines to replicate the most human thing a leader has, their voice. So If an AI can automatically generate a podcast from your school's data and it sounds exactly like your principal and tells you exactly what you need to fix this week, does that make leadership less personal?
Ooh.
Or does it finally free up that leader to actually be personal, you know, where it really counts?
That's the ultimate question, isn't it? If the AI handles the broadcast.
Maybe the human can handle the handshake.
Yeah.
Maybe you have time to actually walk the corridors.
Exactly.
Something to think about on your own commute. Thanks for listening to this deep dive.
We'll catch you on the next one.